trans swimmer banned for refusing gender test, blames insurance costs. By Warner Todd Houston on October 23, 2025. A muscle-bound man who claims to have transitioned into a woman has been suspended by swimming authority World Aquatics and had his women's records stripped because he has refused to undergo gender testing to qualify for competition under the group's transgender inclusion rules. Transgender swimmer Anna Caldas, 47, has refused the tests because he claims the requirement is not medically necessary, according to the New York Post. Chromosomal tests are invasive and expensive procedures, Caldas said in a statement. My insurance refuses to cover such a test because it is not medically necessary. No U.S. state requires genetic tests for recreational sports events like these. Not even U.S. Masters Swimming, the national governing body for recreational adult swimming in the U.S., demands this for any of its events, he added. However, the gender verification testing is required to be eligible to compete according to the governing body of swimming worldwide. Consequently, the organization has handed Caldas a 5-year suspension and stripped him of his previous women's records. Caldas, though, is unrepentant. I understand and accept the consequences. But a 5-year suspension is the price I have to pay to protect my most intimate medical information. I'm happy to pay that price, for myself and for all the women who don't want to undergo invasive testing. Caldas retains 2 age group world records on the indoor rower. He is one of several men who took titles that belong to women and whose records are listed on the A Concept 2 website. pic.twitter.com/defhciof4. Coach, at Rowing Geek, October 23, 2025. Women's sports activist Riley Gaines was shocked by the fact that a person who is so clearly heavily muscled could be allowed to compete among women. Not AI. Not a Babylon Bee post. Not a South Park episode. Not a SNL skit. This is real life. Riley Gaines, at Riley_Gaines_, October 23, 2025. Others have noted that since transitioning, Caldas no longer has the same muscle-bound physique he had before. The Independent Council on Women's Sports, ICONS, has also objected to Caldas competing as a woman. It has sent a letter to the U.S. Masters Swimming Board, insisting that his inclusion violates fair play policies. ICONS also demanded that Caldas prove that he satisfies the World Aquatics rules for trans inclusion and reveal his testosterone levels. Early this year, Caldas dominated 5 women's events in the 45-49 age group in the U.S. Masters Swimming Spring National Championship in San Antonio, Texas. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.